Well, summer is winding down. Time to eat up those tomatoes. The start of school is closer than some kids would like. But in Seattle and elsewhere, Microsoft's blocky builder video game, Minecraft, has become a fun way for kids to learn things like coding and math while they're not in school. So lots of kids who are into playing video games took some time this summer to learn how to alter them. KUOW's Jamala Henderson looked into who's using it and why.
In a large classroom on the UW campus, long tables covered with bright green tablecloths are lined with kids immersed in the visuals on their laptop screens. They're taking part in a week-long Minecraft modding and Java coding camp, part of ID Tech. They've been creating and testing Minecraft mods, making virtual tools for use in a virtual world. Madison Smith is an instructor for the camp. She goes by her camp nickname, Beaker. You know, the famous Muppet.
I like how he runs around screaming and is like, me, 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 me.
She's there to help kids create these little programs within Minecraft.
We teach them how to make basically mods with custom items, custom blocks, custom enemies.
Custom undead, like the one Aaliyah Friedland made.
You made a custom zombie?
Yeah.
So what does the zombie do?
It will attack you if you're on survival. But right now I'm just on creative.
Survival. Creative. Those are different modes within the game of Minecraft. And like careful surgeons operating on a sick digital patient, the kids open up the game to reveal the code beneath. They then tweak or create super fantastic pickaxes or glowing magical swords by manipulating the base code for Minecraft, which one instructor teaches in a far corner of the room.
A variable that cannot change no matter what. So
kids love playing Minecraft so much, teachers and summer camps around the world now use it as a way to teach everything from computer programming to physics in their classrooms. Microsoft bought the game last year, and the company recently launched a website, education.minecraft.net. Their goal was to give teachers and others inspired to use the game as an education tool a place to get more information on how to do that. They also want to collect data on how teachers are using it. So just what is it about Minecraft? That question inspired Katie Davis, a University of Washington information technology researcher.
I started to hear a lot from parents that their kids are playing so much Minecraft. And on the one hand, it seems like they're just spending so much time and they tune everything else out. On the other hand, they seem to be learning things.
Davis wants to know if the game really does have the education value that some claim. She says there's been a lot of talk about how Minecraft can help kids learn things like coding, physics, math, creativity, and even collaboration.
There's a lot of excitement around that. There's very little data.
Fascinated, Davis began researching how kids collaborate when they play Minecraft in a group. She says so far she's found that collaboration in the game looks very different depending on the variables, the groups of kids you have, the tasks that you give them, their expertise level, and so on. Another thing Davis learned,
the kids really like the fact that in Minecraft they're free, especially when they're playing in creative mode. They're free to create whatever they want, go wherever they want, and that is so different from how they experience school and the classroom.
Davis says from what she's seen, it's more camps and extracurricular programs than traditional classrooms and public schools using the game to engage kids in learning. Tech camps for kids like ID Tech can get pricey. A week-long camp costs between $900 to $1,100 a week, something many of the families of the kids in Norman Alston's math enrichment program might not be able to afford.
It was a great question. She said, is she a sporting game? Yes or no?
No.
No. That's good. Can she be a football?
No.
Here, Alston is playing a word game with summer school students at Thorndike Elementary in Tukwila. Alston runs a program called E-Mode. It's focused on delivering math programs, mostly to kids of color who live in southeast Seattle and beyond. The Minecraft video game is one of the tools Alston has used in his math classes. He was introduced to it by a parent of one of his students who happened to work for Microsoft in the Minecraft Education Division. He says video games and technology has been a powerful way to excite kids about learning the math concepts he teaches.
You don't teach kids Minecraft. If you give a kid an iPad or some technology, you don't teach them. There's intuition, there's understanding, and it's just what they're growing up with, right?
And he says it was pretty obvious there were a lot of mathematical applications in Minecraft. But the day I visited his class at a Tukwila elementary school, there was no high technology in use. Alston says obtaining the funding he needs to keep his education program running is a constant challenge, and he doesn't always have access to the classrooms with the computers and technology that he'd like to have at his disposal.
There isn't enough, and what there is, also sometimes the quality isn't that great and doesn't work well enough. I don't have a smart board, I don't have the resources in here that I need to teach the class the way I want, but yet and still we go forward.
Alston says he'll use whatever he can to teach math concepts to kids. One of his favorite teaching tools is the abacus.
It takes a few minutes to learn, and then like anything else, you just practice. We go to zero, one, two. I'm also thinking about bikes as a technology. I'm thinking about toys as a technology. You give me a slate, right? Give me some mud and a stick. Right? We're going to get the job done for these kids.
And despite the struggle to stay funded, he's determined to continue teaching math to kids from low-income families and kids of color. This week, he's kicking off a back-to-school mathematics mini-camp at the Boys and Girls Club in southeast Seattle. Alston says his goal is to create what he calls a Rainier Valley mathematics renaissance, with or without Minecraft. But he hopes with. Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.